listening to The Press Box with Drake Anderson.
Come back here tomorrow night, same time, and find me someone who's worse than you.
ESPN Radio, AM 1430, on the Sports Addict Radio Network.
And welcome back to The Press Box here on Blacksburg's ESPN Radio, AM 1430. Coming up at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock, we will talk with the voice of the Illinois Illini. It's Brian Barnhart, who, by the way, has a little roots in this area. Went to Liberty University. Also was the play-by-play voice in the 80s for Lynchburg Mets and the old Salem Buccaneers in the Carolina League. So we will talk with Brian coming up at 5 o'clock. Right now in studio with me, Will Stewart from TechSideline.com, talking about the ACC Virginia Tech, of course, in the NCAA tournament. As we said, they will be one of the featured games on Westwood One's coverage beginning on Friday at 7:10. They will switch to some other games, but you will get the bulk of the Virginia Tech and Illinois game. For you Cavalier fans, that entire game will be over on our sister station, Oldies Radio 101.3 WZFM, as they'll take on the Great Danes of Albany. Well, they seem to get a little better opponent, I guess easier first-round opponent than, say, Virginia Tech did, because Illinois, not your typical 12.
Yeah, that's a pretty sweet draw for Virginia. Of course, that's the difference between a 12 and a 13. You know, a 12 can be a team from a BCS major conference, and unless I miss my guess, you know, again, since Tech's rarely in the NCAAs, I actually haven't followed it that closely historically, because we're usually transitioning to spring football practice right now. But typically, aren't the 13 seeds mid-major guys?
13s are usually mid-majors. 12s are usually those teams that were on the bubble and usually one of the last ones in.
Yep, that's right.
So Illinois.
From that standpoint, there's a big difference between it being a 4 and a 5
in
terms of in terms of sheer athleticism and program history and things like that as to what you're going to face.
And, of course, program history for Illinois in the championship game a couple years ago, but this a far cry from that championship team. Only two players remaining from that squad, and when they played, they only got, I think, average, what, 5 minutes,
yeah,
2 minutes, whatever it was. It wasn't a whole lot. But, you know, real quick, kind of look at the other ones real quick, Will, and see what you think of their draws. North Carolina, number one seed. I don't know if anybody really surprised by that. They will draw Eastern Kentucky first in the first round. A lot of questions on how far they will go. Potential Sweet 16 matchup with Kevin Durant in Texas could be looming.
Yeah, Carolina, they seem to be – they got so much talent. Sometimes they seem to be less than some of their parts, and I think a lot of that goes back to the youth. You know, they rely
– very young team, right.
Particularly the youth at guard, Ty Lawson. Outstanding physical talent. But because he's a freshman, he makes mistakes, doesn't necessarily bring it every game, you know, like older senior guards will do. So it's going to be interesting to see how far they go. They didn't really get, you know, try to remind me here, they didn't really get that tough game in the ACC tournament. You know, they
The first game against Boston College, against Florida
against
State.
Florida State.
That was pretty much over, I'd say, by mid-first half. Boston College was with them there for the first half, second half. They kind of, the athleticism took over. NC State gave them a good game. I think if Atzer had been healthy, that would have been a completely different story.
Yeah, you know, the thing about BC is BC just flat quit a number of times there late in the year against Tech, against Duke, and for part of that first half against UNC. So UNC got a pretty good battle from State, but, you know, they didn't have to play a well-rested team at their best in the ACC tournament.
Yeah, they got a team that was really tired, but Drexel found out last night that it doesn't matter how good, how tired they may be and how much you whine, you still have to play the game on the court. I'll get to that a little bit later. You mentioned Boston College. They pull a 7th seed in the East. They draw a Texas Tech, a Bobby Knight team that doesn't like to play defense an awful lot. I wonder if they have an answer for Jared Dudley. The other question is, will Jared Dudley show up in the first half?
A Bobby Knight team that doesn't like to play defense?
Or doesn't.
I thought that's what he built his career
That's
on.
What he built it on, but this team just does not play defense.
That's the thing about Dudley. You know, Dudley, I thought at one point he was the guy for ACC Player of the Year. Al Thornton's amazing, but his team wasn't that good.
Right.
You know, and that wasn't all his fault because of Tony Douglas getting hurt, but Jared Dudley, he went into that key game with Duke that we were talking about. I think it was the Duke game. He took 5 shots.
Yeah,
you know, your
that was
best
the Duke
player,
game.
ACC Player of the Year candidate, doesn't take just 5 shots. You know, Sometimes I love Jared Dudley, the toughness he brings, and he overcomes a lack of athleticism.
Right.
But, yeah, he's got to show up for those guys.
He's got to because, I mean, Tyrese Rice carried them in the first game against Miami. Great second-round game in the ACC tournament. And then if it wasn't for Sean Marshall, that second game against UNC would have been a whole lot worse than it was. I mean, it was bad, but it could have been a whole lot worse. The other ACC teams, Maryland, they get a four in the Midwest. They'll draw Davidson. I thought four a little high for Maryland. I was expecting maybe a five or six from them. I guess it seemed to me that some of these seeds came down to the ACC based on reputation of the league.
Well, what was Maryland's RPI?
They were high up there at one point. Were they top 20? They might have been top 20.
Yeah. You know,
they might have been top 20.
One of the things I meant to print out before I came in and forgot to do it was a listing of the RPIs of all the teams.
I may be able to find that for us.
The thing about Maryland is, you know, they were blazing hot there at the end of the year. So what was their RPI? You got it there?
Danny's looking for it right now. He'll have it for us.
They were hot.
Right.
I can't explain the lack of effort against Miami. It's just, I read an article where Gary Williams said, no matter how much I talked to these guys about how Miami could beat them, they just wouldn't listen.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went out and lost.
Right.
And you could tell it was a question of effort. So I don't know that I think a four is all that high. I mean, they won 24 games.
Right.
And they eventually wound up 10-6 in the ACC, right?
Yeah, 10-6.
All right, you know.
Finished tied for fourth, got the fifth seed based on a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
They could have easily been in that four spot, would have had a first-round bye, but you know, lack of effort, who knows?
I think a five, they couldn't have complained about that. A four is being pretty nice to them. Yeah.
And, of course, they will draw Davidson. Stephen Curry, son of Dell Curry, Virginia Tech star, will be on that team. And be interested to see what he can do against an ACC team.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him play. I read a great article about him that talked about Dave Telep, who covers basketball recruiting. He's just a complete guru. He said he saw Stephen when he was a freshman in high school, and he was, what did he say, 5'2", 130 pounds, and he shot from his waist as a freshman in high school. So,
right.
You know, Stephen was not good at a young age, and that's why he did not get the look and get the offers from the ACC schools. Turns out Virginia Tech told him he could walk on.
Right.
You know, that wasn't quite
what
good
he
enough,
wanted.
You know?
Yeah.
And he's just a guy that just blossomed late. He wasn't all that as a junior and a senior, so he didn't make a big impression on the AAU circuit or whatever. And he's really developed. I can't wait to see the guy play.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun watching him play against Maryland. Other ACC teams, we mentioned Virginia getting that four seed against Albany. Duke, a six seed out in the West. They will draw a VCU team that a lot of people like, the Rams in this game. And we were mentioning off the air, this would have been a great matchup, great story if it hadn't been for Kelvin Sampson at Oklahoma leaving for Indiana. Because Jeff Capel goes from VCU to Oklahoma, he would be coaching up against his former team. It'd be interesting.
Didn't he play for Krzyzewski?
Yeah.
Coach for Krzyzewski?
And he was on the bench before he got the VCU job.
Yeah, it's almost like the selection committee didn't get the memo that he wasn't there anymore. VCU's got they got the Maynard kid at guard. And don't they also have B.A. Walker at guard opposite him? I saw Walker play in high school. That was at the single-A level. I think he went to Alta Vista, and if I remember my history from that correctly, Alta Vista kind of bounces back and forth between single A and double A.
Yeah, I think they're one of those divisions that play in both.
Yeah. I thought he was outstanding. I saw him in the state semifinal game against Radford back when Radford had Shane and Darius Nichols, and Walker was unguardable. Does that mean he's a great Division I A player? Not necessarily, but they got good guard combo. They're quick, and those kind of people give Duke fits.
Yeah, and we'll see if they give them fits. In this game, the last Georgia Tech, they will play in the Midwest. They're a 10 seed against the UNLV. The Runny Rebels are back a little. I mean, it's been a while since we've seen the Runny Rebels into the tournament, or at least, I guess, it's been a while, really.
Yeah, I don't know anything about them, you know, about UNLV.
No.
You know, all
it's another one of those teams that just kind of.
Well, it's a Western team.
Yeah.
You know, us guys on the East don't know anything about them unless you really study that stuff. And you know me, I follow VT and the ACC.
There you go.
So anything outside of there, I'm not sure.
There's your RPIs. We were talking about that. North Carolina had a three, according to CBS Sportsline RPI. Duke had an 18. Maryland had a 19 RPI.
See that? You know, if you just go straight on the math, that equates to
a
four seed equates
right.
to a 13 through 16 RPI. They had a 19, and they were hot. So from that
standpoint. Yeah, about right. Boston College had a 33. Virginia Tech, I believe they came in at 34.
Yeah, so Tech being seeded at 5 was actually a testament to what they'd done during the regular season and the fact that they did win their mm-hmm. game in the ACC tournament. Maybe they should have gone a little farther, but they didn't lay an egg at least.
Well, that they did, and hopefully they'll go far in the NCAA tournament. About ready to wind down here about a minute and get your final prediction here, Will. What you think is going to happen, 7:10 tip-off up in Columbus, taking on the Illinois Illini.
I think anyone who tries to predict what Virginia Tech basketball is going to do is a crazy person.
It's a flip of a coin.
Yeah. Having said that, I really like the seeding. If Illinois doesn't start bombing away from three-point range, I got a guy that can shoot from out there,
right.
McBride. If they don't start hitting threes, then I think Tech can take them. And then, you know, what can you say? I like Tech's chances in the second round. This is their best opportunity, perhaps.
Right.
Perhaps ever, to go to the Sweet 16.
Right. Southern Illinois or Holy Cross would be waiting there in the second round. Yeah. Of course, Southern Illinois, they played in Orlando in the Old Spice Classic. That's a long time ago. I think it was a different Tech team.
Probably. Tech's a much better team.
Yeah, I think so. But hopefully they'll get by this first one against Illinois. Will Stewart of TechSideline.com has joined me in studio today. Will, I always appreciate you. And of course, Chris Coleman, who was here a couple weeks ago, you guys coming in, talking with us about Tech sports. You guys do a great job on that website. And you got, what, 11 years old now?
11 years old. Wow. Hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. I'm sure it's hard for you because you started it up.
Yeah, I've done a lot of stuff since I started. But anyway, it's good to be on. Appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate it, Will. Will Stewart, TechSideline.com. If you don't check out their stuff already, be sure to check it out. We'll be back in a moment. Hour 2 of the Press Box on the way, ESPN Radio, AM 1430.